Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is more than 114,000, while the number of confirmed cases is well above 1.8 million. In the United States, there are more than 22,000 deaths and more than 560,000 confirmed cases. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned Sunday there is an extraordinary risk of the further spread of the ravaging coronavirus if the United States has reopened to business in a sense of normalcy too quickly. Fauci told CNN it's not going to be a light switch to regenerate U.S. commerce as government recommendations for safe distancing between people end on April 30th. He held out hope that in some ways the country could return to work and routine day-to-day activities next month, but he said it is likely to be different in various parts of the country, depending on the number of cases in specific communities and whether testing has shown that most people are not infected. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been discharged from a London hospital Sunday after spending 8 days there battling the new coronavirus. Speaking on Twitter, he thanked National Health Service staff for the care he received. In a statement, a government spokesman said the Prime Minister would not return to day-to-day activities next month or as immediately. He also, in a statement, they thanked the staff at St. Thomas's Hospital for the, quote, brilliant care that the Prime Minister received. Johnson's office said that he will continue his recovery from COVID-19 at his country residence. The 55-year-old was hospitalized on April 5th, suffering from persistent symptoms of the disease. He was then moved into intensive care on April 6th, where he remained for 3 nights. This is VOA News. Israel locked down mainly all